أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين. Says, with the grace of Allah, inshallah, after 3 days, the Jalsa of Qadian is started. And inshallah, the members of the world of Ahmadiyyat will be able to benefit directly sitting in their own homes. The Jalsa, which was founded in 1891 in this small town by Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, with the aim of developing a link of the believers who follow the community of Allah with their Creator and with mankind. The major aim of this Jalsa was for the people not to consider this material world everything and realize that the world is transitory and eventually man will have to present himself to God. So be concerned for the hereafter also. Develop fear of Allah in your heart. Satan will tempt you to the worldly attractions. So with fear of God in your heart and begging Allah's grace, try to save yourself from satanic onslaughts. Develop abstinence and piety within yourself. Develop a habit of God-fearing. Develop a relationship of love, affection, and brotherliness. These social relationships between you are also are necessary to develop fear of Allah, piety and righteousness, and are necessary to attain love of God. To protect yourself from the attacks of Satan and do your duty to mankind, will only be achieved when the members of the Jamaat will also be setting high standard of humility and will be setting high standards of truth and giving precedence to faith and offering themselves to serve it. So this is the essence of the aims which Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to achieve by establishing the Jalsa Salana. And we cannot attain these objectives as long as I have just said, we fear Allah. The fear of Allah does not develop in the heart. The spirit and passion do not develop to gather the blessings of God. The hustle and bustle of the Jalsa has now started. Splendor has begun. The guests and the local residents should not be happy just to see this splendor and by visiting the bazaars, but should right from now engage themselves in prayers to welcome the Jalsa, which in a way has already started. Everyone should start praying to be a beneficiary of the blessings of the prayers of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, which he has made for the gathering, so that he can gather these blessings as much as possible. Also pray for the Jalsa to succeed in every way and for coming down of the support and mercy of God. Also pray for those who are traveling to come to this Jalsa, that they arrive safely. People are coming from various countries. May Allah protect them in every way. People are coming from far off places, from India, or are intending to come, but are facing problems because of some activity of the opponents. Please pray for these poor people. They are coming to attend this Jalsa bearing much suffering. May Allah protect them from all harm of traveling and destine every good for them. Journeys can be of various kinds, but the most blessed journey is that which is done for faith and for spiritual aims. Here everyone must be having opportunity of prayer. You should remember all other people with you who are coming or are traveling or have a wish and eagerness to come but cannot come for some compulsions. With reference to Jalsa, I want to say a few things to those living here, to the workers and to the guests. With the grace of Allah, this year such guests have also come who struggled hard and come from far off places or from far off countries and are still coming. Because of me, some people have come and met me who have failing health or have come with much suffering for other obstacles and difficulties of travel. May Allah accept their good intentions and prayers for which they have come here. They are meeting with deep love and sincerity. They reflect strong feeling in their eyes and have such passion even in the new Ahmadis. who have joined recently within a few years. It looks they have, after having, they have met after having separated for centuries. And this is only for the love with the khilafat of the loving jamaat of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. I feel automatic love for this loving jamaat of Allah as I see your sincerity, devotion and attachment. Among the guests and the guests of the local residents, which is only a very small population of the local Ahmadis, whichever street I go, there is an echoing of transcendence of Allah with the slogans of Allahu Akbar. May Allah truly establish His transcendence in every Ahmadi's heart. As long as we will continue to realize the truth of greatness of Allah, no obstacles in the way can check our progress. So continue to gather these days the blessings of Allah, recognizing your Lord, understanding Him, try to gain His nearness. And may you act according to these words of promised Messiah, that all those who would listen, listen attentively as to what God expects from you. Only this, that you become exclusively His, do not hold any associate of Him, neither in heaven nor in earth. May Allah make us such that we act upon each of His command. As well as worshipping Him, we should do our duty to His servants. With the grace of Allah, we will see a large number of examples in Jamaat today of those who do their duty to the creation of the creatures of God. The language, nation, country, despite these differences, they do know each other and recognize each other. They have an eagerness to give sacrifice for each other. Today you will see a large number of people have come from various places, are a testimony of the good society of Qadian, that how the residents of Qadian happily and with excitement are serving their guests, the guests of promised Messiah. They have given their homes, offered their homes to the guests. If those who had too many guests, if they have no room, they have put up tents in their courtyards and have let them stay. By watching these sightings, the sights of Rabwa revolve around our eyes, and this is what we saw there. You should also pray that may Allah end the days of Pakistan and the Ahmadis in Pakistan of helplessness, and the festivity and the examples of sacrifice should start once again. Anyway, what I was saying was that by answering the call of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of Qadian are serving greatly to all the guests. May Allah give them great reward. Whatever homes and other facilities they have offered to the guests who have come for this great aim. They have given their service 24 hours a day to these guests. But when there is load of work, sometimes unconsciously and unknowingly, the workers can hurt the feelings of the guests. But the workers must remember that I had mentioned to my address to the workers during my inspection yesterday, that no matter what the situation, the workers should show large-heartedness and magnanimity, because sometimes the situation is faced that the guest makes a demand which either is not good and right for the arrangement of Jalsa, or that you cannot immediately satisfy it, and the guest can take on a hard behavior. And sometimes the worker responds with the same sort of harshness. This does not befit a worker, as I had said, that in each situation they must display high character. Therefore you must take care, because sometimes there are new workers who have first time taken the honor of serving the guests. Some, because of their nature, can be hot-tempered, and they must remember that if they cannot control over their temperament, they should relieve themselves from the duty, which is better, rather than they should show bad behavior, which does not befit a worker in any situation. You must always remember that these guests have come for the sake of Allah, and according to the character and the high station of a believer, that he must respect them. About the believer, Allah has said that his character is wal kazimin al ghaiza wal afina anin nas, that a believer suppress their anger and forgive the people. So if this is the treatment, you should give it to the other people, to an ordinary peoples. Therefore those who have come suffering for the sake of Allah, you must overlook their faults. Rather than you should act upon this command of Allah, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ husna, which means that you should speak to people with affection and love. But it is possible, because of the harshness of their stand and their behavior, because of your leniency and your overlooking their fault and your love, the guest may be embarrassed and will give up his demands. And these demands, these guests, as I have said, have come with good intentions. Certainly, because of the high moral value and demonstration of the workers, they will develop a realization of make self reformation. But if you just debate and quarrel, that will gain nothing. Here there are two types of workers. One are those who live in India, and they also have further kinds. Some, there is a difference of society and their nationality. There is a large number who live in Qadian. Despite being from different nationalities, they are of uniform character, and the surroundings have influenced them. There are students of Jamia Ahmadiyya because of their special society, and because they have dedicated their life they have taken a pledge to live for the sake of Allah, and this makes a difference, on an impact on their character, and their temperament change. They must change, especially of every devotee. Also, there are other workers who have come from south of India or Kashmir, which I have noticed many of them, but they have come from various places, and their way of living and their society have differences. Therefore, sometimes because of the differences of temperament, if you happen to talk something, or if there is a misunderstanding of some sort, they develop displeasure. Then there is another kind of workers who have come from outside India, like some have come from Pakistan with great eagerness. They must remember that whatever passion and sentiment and they have brought with them, they must serve accordingly. You do not get this opportunity in Pakistan because of their legal situations. Some have started for the first time and they may feel difficulty and they may not know how to discharge their duty. But if you have come with a selfless emotion and will serve submitting to your officers, then you will be doing your duty to service and also gain and win the pleasure of Allah. So both type of workers must remember that the work here is not because you are serving because of some special tribe or special nation, but you are serving only as an Ahmadi. And the distinctive quality of an Ahmadi, no matter which city and which country he belongs to, must be this, that because we have offered ourselves for this service for the sake of Allah, therefore we must control our passions and our sentiments. We have to serve by controlling our emotions. We have to serve displaying high character. As I said, you must always keep in view that you are serving these guests of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Only then your passion will always be alive. And Hazrat promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, is the slave of that Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who had linked the people who believe in Allah and in the hereafter with serving the guests. And he said, you must serve selflessly to your guests, and has specially reminded us of it. He has linked it with the belief in Allah and in the hereafter, that is serving of the guests. So this is to remind the guests, but if the organization of the Jamaat is serving and you who have offered your services to do that duty, then you should happily must serve all the guests, that is all the worker must. And you see the examples of this great slave of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, that how in dead of night with the lamps in his hand he was going to giving a drink of milk to his guests and taking the food to them in trays, and is making arrangements of hospitality variously. There is also an incident about a guest who came from Assam. Somehow they were unhappy and left. When promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam came to know that the guests have gone back on horse cart, he quickly followed them in such a hurry that he did not even put on his shoes. And when he overtook them on the way and apologized personally to them, that the workers of the communal kitchen, whatever he behaved, he apologized them and said, asked them to come back, and he said, you continue to ride on the horse cart and I'll walk. But the guests were also embarrassed, so they walked with him and came back to Qadian. Then promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam put his hands forward to take their luggage down, and the guests were embarrassed and they took their luggage down. Even the workers of the communal kitchen quickly went to take their luggage down because they were also embarrassed. Then Promised Messiah admonished them that these guests have come from a long way, you must keep in view their feelings, and then got the food prepared according to their preferences. So these are the good example of the Holy Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then because of the load of work, then and because of many guests also, the Promised Messiah later on could not directly supervise everyone. Later on, when the guests were too many, then he admonished the workers that they must take care of their temperament, and they have put their trust in you, you must honor their trust and respect and honor them. And now you are the workers on these annual conventions on which we put our reliance, and therefore you must do your duty fully to serve the guests. You must always remember that these are the guests of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. There are some rich among them, some are poor, but you must treat them equally as the guests of Promised Messiah and serve them accordingly. This was the command which Promised Messiah has given, and given this instruction that we should cook only one meal, and the same meal will be presented to all the guests. They should all be served equally, so that there isn't any differentiation that these are special guests and the others are not. And even today, we have the same tradition, the same kind of food is cooked in the communal kitchen. Although those guests who are staying at home, the host prepares some good food for them, but mostly the guests prefer the food cooked in the communal kitchen. What I was talking about was that you have to respect and honor the guests. And I said that certain situations do arise when you are compelled to be strict. Even sometimes unconsciously you have to become strict, but a worker must set high standard of moral and control their temperament. If by mistake you happen to speak a harsh word, you should apologize and try to override the situation. As I have said, that people come from various countries, various societies, various types who have offered their services as workers. But all of you have to work as a united service, and with you have to set high examples of affection, love and affection between you. Sometimes some young men who are more excitable, and they're easily angered, and not only by quarreling they are worthy to be taken action against, but they have bad impression on outsiders. Therefore you must always remember that wherever you are serving, some of the workers, those who are working from outside the Jamaat, and sometimes they are non-Muslims who are working in, for example, in the communal kitchen, you must be giving bad impression to them if you are doing something wrong. Therefore you should protect yourself. Once a young man some time ago wrote to me that in 1991 I had a duty on in the communal kitchen, and then Huzoor then was as the Naib Nazim in duty, and he says that you noticed that I did show anger, and I was angered. He says that I spoke such harsh words which upset the workers from Pakistan. It expressed some anger against them. And the young man wrote to me that as you were Naib Nazim in the kitchen, and I was only a young man, and I was more easily angered. But what you noticed me, and you did not take tell me off, and then by speaking the same word again, you put your hand on my shoulder and explained to me how we should serve and who we are. And so you can see that this young man must have been moved, that he has still remembered that. Because otherwise, as a Naib Nazim, at that time I were to tell him off or take action against him or let the anger of the Pakistani workers excite, then the quarrel will start and will not subside. But he has remembered this incident 12 or 13 years and has written to me. So those who are giving duty, between themselves they should work with love and affection, then you will have better result of your work, and at the same time you will also deserve the reward from God. You will also be giving better impression of the Jamaat. May Allah enable all of you to work in that way. Sometimes some officers, because of their national complex, they are angered by those who are working under them. I have witnessed these things and experienced these things that I am mentioning, and this also can affect the smooth running of the work, and also it has bad effect on the guests. So therefore, the officer should work as with magnanimity for others. And there are many people who understand this who are in Qadian, but the workers who are coming from outside, they must cooperate with them fully and also obey them and do not let any unpleasantness arise. But anyway, from both sides you will have to tolerate some of the things. The workers or the officers of the departments, or whosoever are in charge of a department, they must remember that as a supervisor you have full responsibility that the department is working on the right lines. And if a worker from Pakistan or coming from another country, or any worker who is helping you, they have been just to help you, no matter of what level or what age they are, it does not mean that those who are officers, their responsibility ends there. But any irregularity or complaint, the answerable will be the officer of the department. Therefore, you must never say that it was such and such worker who had come from Pakistan or from such a country, and the organizers have given us as a helper, it's because of him something has happened. Whosoever has shown a lack, whether it is of a helper, the officers of the department who are from Qadian or from India, they have the final responsibility. And as an officer, they are in charge of all the helpers and workers in the department. And this is the principle we have been told, that it is the supervisor and the officer who is answerable to all those who are working under him. Also, as I said in my inspection yesterday, that the discharge of duties of the workers has to be supervised by you. You have to supervise their work and also their regularity of offering the Salat worship. Every worker in every department who has been appointed to serve the work of Promised Messiah, it is his duty that he should serve all guests alike, whether they are well off or whether they are poor, making the arrangement of their bedding or for his work. And the same way, you must also honor them. And the workers sometimes are a cause of complaint for the newcomers. It must not be the case that you serving well the rich but not helping and serving those who have come from far off places. And also there are guests coming from other countries. They should keep in mind that you have come to attend the Jalsa of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, which was established specially to bring you near God and to bring about good changes, pious changes in your character and your heart. Therefore, by coming here, you should also respect the dignity of this place and the holiness of this place, and you have to also keep each other's feelings and to give currency to salam is not for the guests, it also those who are living here, they should give currency to salam to each other, to bid salam to each other, so that every rich and poor must realize that we are a one jamaat, and because of our differences in society, of our financial status as an Ahmadi, as a man, as a human being, we are brothers to each other. This is a distinctive quality which should be observed in every Ahmadi. No one's knowledge or his piety or another quality is of no use unless you respect your poor people, poor guests. One more thing I want to say to you is that you are coming for a pious aim. You should always keep that in view, that you have to gain that aim. You do not link unexpected demands from the organizers and from your hosts. If you have a bit inconvenience, tolerate it. There are only few days of Jalsa, and you have come to please your Lord. Those who have come from outside, especially from Europe, they will feel very cold. Especially because over there they have a heating systems in the home, and here we don't have such facilities. But if you will be tolerating this and bearing this for the sake of Allah, you will be enjoying it. In my last sermon, I had mentioned bedding, that you should bring your bedding with you. Those who are already here have not brought bedding, and if they can afford, they can buy locally here and contact the organizers, especially those who can afford it, so that you are not a burden on the organization. And when the Jalsa will end, than your bedding. If they are in a good condition, then as you are leaving, you can give it to the organizers here so that they can use it next year. And this is also a means of earning spiritual reward. In any case, those who get bedding under the organization here, no matter what they are, you should be grateful. Today it's a bit cold, but although compared to 1991 it is less cold, although it may become colder. I remember in 1991 Jalsa, it was very cold here, and the quilts and blankets were not enough, and people have to sleep in their pullovers and jackets. In any case, the ghosts, the guests should remember that the hosts, they should not be a burden on the hosts, and if they are well off, they can make their own arrangements. But those who can't afford, they can take the facility, whatever the organization can provide. May Allah enable all the guests to spend these days with patience and tolerance. With the grace of Allah, the Ahmadis who come to the Jalsa do come with the same passion and same eagerness. But there are some people who are excitable or have a gentle nature. They can sometimes be a burden for the organizer and are making the environment unpleasant. So the guest, if this situation arises, that the guests who know each other, they should try to make them understand with love and affection. Then every Ahmadi, whether he's a guest or a host, they must always keep this matter in view, that here on our Jalsa there are many non-Ahmadis and non-Muslims come with pleasure and return with being impressed. And no MTA cameras will be covering you. Therefore, during the Jalsa, whether you are walking on the streets, every movement of yours should be cultured, which should have good impression on others. Here, an important person who is in charge of many schools, he came to see me. He told me that right from my childhood, I'm attending your Jalsa with my father, and now I am accustomed, and therefore I always attend your Jalsa, whereas he is a non-Muslim. He told me that his father used to tell him that ignoring the fact that our religion is different, but whatever speeches they make in the Jalsa are so loving and inviting you to virtue that you must listen to them attentively, and that is why I come and attend it. So you can see that our Jalsas have an impression on outsiders, and this was developed by elders, and they sustained it, and it is our duty that we should maintain our traditions. So whatever teaching that we claim, we should adhere to them strictly, and we should reform ourselves, and we should also set example for others. Therefore, every Ahmadi must pledge that he will have to adhere to good examples, and if he speak good and do not act upon it, then that those good things are useless. And there should not be double standard in any Ahmadi. These jalsas are also a means of preaching for us. And therefore, every Ahmadi who comes to attend this should specially pay attention to self-reform and should make his speech and his action uniform. And this is the command of Allah. He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun kabura maqtan indallahi an taqulu ma la taf'alun. That, the believers, why do you say things which you do not do? In the sight of Allah, most hateful is that you claim something and do not act, and it excites Allah's displeasure. Promised Messiah says that verbosity cannot be of much use as long as you do not act upon it. Other things have, thus the words have no stand in the sight of Allah. It is only action that is honored and respected by God. And then he said that to claim Islam and to taking pleasure in my hand is not an easy thing. As long as the faith is not supported by action, it is useless. To claim by words and not to prove it by your action excites Allah's displeasure and is and comes under this verse, kabura maqtan indallahi an taqulu ma la taf'alun, that most hateful in the sight of Allah is that you say things which you do. Therefore, those who claim Islam and repents on my hand, and if he does not make his action according to his this, and there is lacking, and he is lacking in his action, he comes under the displeasure of Allah, and it is necessary to protect yourself from it. To save from displeasure, divine displeasure, Promised Messiah says that you must pray. No one can remain steadfast until God helps him. Therefore, all of you whom Allah has enabled to come to this spiritual surrounding of Promised Messiah and has given you this opportunity, and you look at different places and a special feeling developed, therefore you must remember that you have to create uniformity in your words and your action. And for this you have to pray. Those who are coming, they should also spend their day and night in prayer. They should make them worthy to receive Allah's love, and they should also give a good impression to others with your own example. Everywhere, on every opportunity, you should display good character. When you are shopping or walking the streets, or when you are talking to non-Muslims, you should display a good character, and you must never speak any unpleasant words. Many people who have met me, I have the impression, and some have openly said this, that in their sight the Qadian has a special station. Every Ahmadi who have come from various places must remember that he has to make this holiness of this place more shine better, and also prove from his action that we act upon the teachings of Promised Messiah. And as I said, this is your silent preaching. May Allah enable all of you to do so. Ameen. During the days of Jalsa, people have come from different places. There will be new faces. Sometimes you may not recognize them. They are strangers to you. the five or six times more than the residents of Qadian is coming from outside. In such gatherings, at times, there can be some mischievous element or such people who can create mischief. So as long as about some you do not know for sure, take full care and be watchful. Because sometimes some people's actions put you in doubt. If you have any kind of doubt, every Ahmadi must keep an eye on them and tell the organizers. Especially in the women, you need to pay attention to security. With the grace of Allah, after long training, Jamaat does keep in view the security, and they do keep a watch over such things. From the organizers, you have been given instructions in writing, and they also make announcements. If you see anyone doubtful or anything, you should keep an eye on it and immediately inform the organizers about it. With the grace of Allah, more than everything else, Allah protects us Himself. But I am reminding the newcomers and especially the young men, because every Ahmadi must be careful and be watchful. May Allah protect every Ahmadi from all kinds of harm. And all of you should gather the spiritual rewards and other blessings of Jalsa. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم